ओम शांति।
दिस इज द अव्यक्त मुरली ऑफ 17th December 1979। एट द प्रेजेंट टाइम इवन एनी अपहीवल इन यूर थॉट्स मस्ट बी कंसिडर्ड टू बी इम्पोर्टेंट। प्रीवियसली देर वॉज टाइम वेन यू आर अलाउड फ्रीडम इन यूर थॉट्स। You only had to pay attention to your words and deeds. However, now there should be no upheaval even in your thoughts, because at the end world transformation will be accomplished through your thoughts. So if you have even one wasteful thought, you lose a great deal. Do not consider even one thought to be something ordinary. You have to pay that much attention. The times now have changed and your speed of effort has also changed. You now have to apply a full stop even in your thoughts. Your stage ascends when you pay attention to your thoughts. Constantly make your stage ascend. Avyakta Murli, 17th December 1979. So Baba is saying here that even if there is light up and down in your thought, do not think that this is a very small thing. Earlier in Sakar Murlis, Baba used to say that you are allowed freedom in your thoughts, but the thing is that that thought should not come in your action or in your words. But now times have changed. Now even a slightest upheaval in your thought would be considered a great upheaval. Recent Murli, 24th February, Baba said, if you keep on moving up and down the garland which you have, there won't be any show of that garland. That is why if you keep moving up and down even in your thoughts, this garland will keep on moving. Baba doesn't want that. You should be constantly decorated with this garland which Baba has given us. So stop all the upheavals of your thoughts. Yesterday while I was doing Amrit Vela, I got struck with three things. We are attached to three things in a very subtle manner. What are those three things? I realized that while doing Amrit Vela, Baba's rays do not come to us if we are attached to those three things. And those three things are very subtle. The first is emotions and feelings. The second is some memories, old feelings. Second is some memory, previous memory, some past memory, whatever it could be. And third is imagination. We keep on daydreaming, we keep on thinking of something or other most of the time. We do not stay in the present. We are attached to some imagination, some fantasy. Attachment even to those fantasies, attachment even to those imaginations, attachment even to those memories of the past. We are not reliving that, but we are bringing those things which happened in the past to the present. And it is as if we are reliving that. We are getting transported in that past life, in that past event. If it was a very hurtful scene, and if we bring that scene now, that memory, immediately our stage becomes like that. If it was very happy scene, immediately our scene becomes like that. But our stage becomes like that. But to remain in the past is one thing. To remain in the present is one thing. So this attachment to past memories, this attachment to future imaginations, daydreaming, this attachment to feelings and emotions, this, even when these three things are existing, Baba's rays, Baba's vibrations, Baba's power do not reach us. We do not feel that intimacy, that proximity, that closeness with Baba. We are away from Him. Only for the namesake we are sitting in yoga. But our mind is wandering somewhere, in some feeling, in some emotion, in some imagination, in some memory. We are not here. We are not in the present. We are somewhere. And that proximity, that intimacy, that closeness, that feeling of intimate relationship with Him is missing somewhere. Yesterday Baba told three things about relationship. You have to have all relationship with Him. You experience all relationship with Him. You derive happiness of all relationship with Him. And third, you try to put those relationship into your task. Use them. If you aren't doing this, probably your mind and intellect will go to some embodied being. Somebody will pull you if you are not having all relationships with Him. And to have the experience of these relationships in that proximity, with that intensity, is what is needed. If this is not happening, the same thing will happen. There would be upheavals, halchal, up and down in your thoughts. You try to sit in yoga, you try to concentrate on Him, but suddenly your mind goes to some other thing. It is flitting from one place to another, meandering like a river. Pull it back, focus it on one. That is the goal. Without concentration of mind, there is no yoga. Concentration of mind, sine qua non, for a very deep experience of yoga. Without concentration, you can never have the experience of supersensual bliss. So you have to work at the level of thought. This is the deepest level of human consciousness, where you work at the deepest level within you. What is the deepest thing which is within me? I have to work there. What is happening, what I am acting, what I am behaving, all those manners, behaviors, words, actions, these are all on the surface. This is just the iceberg. But the ninth part of the iceberg is hidden beneath the water. And that is your subconscious mind. That is your deepest thoughts. You have to work at that level. The thoughts are arising even from the bed of that subconscious. What is stored in that subconscious? The upheaval is actually there. Fix the problem there. Fix the leakage there. And then automatically everything will get fixed. It is not that you keep on correcting your actions. This is right, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is right. One is to work at the level of action. Another is to work at the level of words. Third dimension is to work at the level of thoughts. What thoughts are coming and what thoughts are going, just observe them. This is also a sort of meditation people teach in the world. All the Zen meditation consists of observing your thoughts. Thoughts are coming, thoughts are going. Thoughts are coming, thoughts are going. Just like you are a bystander. And you are watching. People are coming on the road and people are going. In the similar manner, thoughts are coming and thoughts are going. Attachment to thoughts, as I said, attachment to feelings. Similarly, attachment to those thoughts. We are attached to particular thoughts. To have detachment. This attachment, this practice you can do just while we are sitting here. Just keep on seeing what thoughts are coming and what thoughts are going. Do not try to touch them. As if these thoughts are not me, they are not mine. Once I get attached to some thought, it's very difficult to disentangle oneself from that feeling and emotion. Detachment from thoughts, detachment from feelings, detachment from memory, detachment from daydreaming, detachment from imagination, detachment from past. There are many, many Brahmins still, they are living in the past. They are yet not living in the present. They are still just remembering those old days when they used to do good effort. But what about now? Present is running out of your finger, slipping out of your finger. All focus should be on our thoughts. Baba said, upheaval in thoughts should not be considered a small thing now. all the disturbances in the thought should not be considered as a small thing. Why that disturbance is arising? It is stemming from what? Analyze. Self-reflection, self-analysis, reinvention, rechecking, introspection, retrospection, going within and finding out. Unless and until that deep realization comes that whatever I am thinking, this is all waste. Stop this overthinking. There is another disease which is known of the name overthinking. You keep on thinking about the things. There is no stop to that. One thing has happened in your life. Agreed, it is very bad. Agreed that it should not have happened. But it happened. And now you keep on thinking about it. Whole day, whole life. There is no end to that. Yesterday Baba was talking about culture of Brahmin life. Put a full stop. Stop it. Now new sanskars should emerge. Put an end to this disease of overthinking about things. Whatever has happened, full stop. Now I have to do something else. Every day is a new day. Every morning is new morning. Every evening is new evening. Every thought should be new thought. Every word should be new word. Every sanskar should be new sanskars. In the process of self-transformation, there is one very important thing which everybody should know, and that is forming new habits. A person is there, he is obese. Okay? He wants to get rid of his obesity, he wants to burn his fat, but he is given to overeating. He makes determined thought that I have to lose weight, but he doesn't try. So, because the old habits are there, the old patterns are still there. Now you have to create new patterns, new habit. So forming new habits. And whenever you form new habits, it is arduous task. It is not so easy to start with. It's a difficult task. Because your mind is not accustomed to that thing. Suppose, for example, you decide that after every Amrit Vela, I don't have to go to bed and sleep. I have to sit and churn Murli. I have to sit and I have to plan my day. This is a new habit. Earlier mind will resist. Mind doesn't want to do this. But then you have to form this habit. So forming new habits. So today's homework is at least form, not five, three. Three new habits. Purvi, then what new habit you think of? What new habit you want to form? That habit will ultimately lead to stabilization of thoughts. There won't be any upheaval of thoughts. Shraddhaven, what new habits you think of? New habit. Three new habits you have to form. Today. Just for today. Till midnight, 12 midnight. What are those three habits? New habits, but those habits which you see in others and you don't have. Breakfast, dinner and lunch in silence. This can be done today. Do not speak. Do not speak. When you sit for your food, when you take your meal, at least one day, if you don't talk, and eat in silence. People say that they sit in silence, but they are not remembering Baba while eating. But at least they are sitting in silence while eating. You are not even doing that. So first, is this a new habit? Second habit, time management. Tell very specific. Okay. So you are talking about this, saying this, about this. Complaining. Do not complain about anything today. Okay, this is the second habit. We will not complain about anything. Yeah. So this is, this is a good point. No complaints. People are unreasonable. People are illogical. People exploit you, you think. That's what people think. They are exploiting us. but no complaints. Third habit, no comparison. We are not going to compare ourselves with others. Everybody is unique, everybody is special, everybody is having a speciality. Yes, we can learn from them, but there is no need of comparison, yeah? See, but don't see. People will misbehave. They are like that. It's not because of you. It is their habit. It has become their sanskar because they have been practicing it for a long time. What? Misbehavior. That is why that has become a pakka sanskar there. But that doesn't mean that I need to get disturbed because of that. No. That is their nature. This is my nature. This is a story of that person. His scorpion he is taking out from the water and that scorpion is stinging him. Again he is taking out from water, again that scorpion is stinging. The other person says, why you are doing this? He is stinging you so much. It's so hurtful, so painful. He says that it is his nature, scorpion's nature to sting, to bite. It is my nature to save. Parupkar. So I will not give up my nature. Let them do whatever they want, I will not give up what I have to do. So no comparison. This is also a good point. We are not going to compare ourselves with others. Everybody is unique. Everybody is having his own preconditioning, his own spiritual background. Somebody is there who is coming with a huge stock of spirituality from previous births. That doesn't mean that I should feel inferior spiritually. This man is spiritually advanced. Okay, this is a good thing that I need to learn from him. What are the things which he is doing that I can do? Let me learn. Rather than, oh, he is advanced, I am not advanced. He is ahead of me, I am not ahead of you. No, all these things. So, third habit is, no comparison. Second habit is, no complaining. First habit is, silence. Taking food in silence. So, work on these three habits. Work on the habits. Transformation means working on habits. Forming new habits. Unless until you form new habits and then stick to those habits. This is what is transformation. People keep on saying slogans of transformation, transformation. But they don't work on habits. The same habits continue. The same habits are persisting for years together. Let's change the habits. Let's find out what new habit this other person has got. Let's see what habit that person has got. And let me inculcate, let me imbibe that habit, let me instill that habit, let me make that habit my second nature. Okay? This is today's homework. Om Shanti.